My full name's E. Darwin. My nickname I use here, Karen, you know, it's American name. And I originally from Vietnam, far away from here, the other side of the sphere. I first came to United States in 2003 for my study, my advanced study mainly, master program in Boston College. And after I graduated, I returned to Vietnam for my job. And for a while after that, I decided to anchor my life in Bisbet 10 years ago. So this year is the 10th year I stay in Bisbet. Currently, I teach for a doctoral program at Purdue University Global, and I teach over there like part-time. And most of the time, I spend here to work like the social work to have the other immigrant in terms of the language barrier. You know, a lot of people like immigrated here, so very newly, they face the language barrier. So when they go to the doctor's office, their kids go to the school, or they attend the meeting at the school for their kids, or they have some hearing at the court. So they cannot communicate by themselves. So I there to support in terms of language. At the time, I become their interpreter or translator. I think that I quickly adapt. Because while I was in Vietnam, I working in the field of international relations. At that time, I got in touch with the different people from different countries. So that's why when I involved myself here in United States, I just take a short time to adapt, learning about like the language, American language. In Vietnam, I learned the British English. And when I move here, I need to learn how to use American English. The biggest challenge, for sure, the language barrier. And the next one, the cultural barrier. When I first came here, I had to learn a lot, although I learned English when I was young in Vietnam, but I didn't feel enough because I need to learn the language the local people use. I need to learn about the culture in the broad meaning. The more I learn, the more I feel that, oh, I have more knowledge about the language. Oh, I have more knowledge about the culture from different countries because United States like a diverse society. My childhood memory is actually far away in the southwestern hometown, the small town in Vietnam. So that small town border with Cambodia. It had a lot of river, not a lot of bridges like in Bisbet, but have a lot of rivers. So even the borderline with the other country, the borderline, that is the river borderline. Over there, we had only two seasons of the year, like the rainy season. And the dry season, that means we just have the summer and rainy season. So many people say that it's monotonous. Anyway, I love it because it's a kind of like peaceful land, calm, and everyone take it easy with the weather. No worry about the snow, no worry about the corn. But you know, my husband and my kid quite different. They said that they love the weather here. Because it's exciting. When you start getting bored of snow and the fall or spring coming, and when you start getting bored of summer and then the fall coming, so for them they say exciting. I always want to challenge myself. I get the college degree in 1995, and then after the college, I working for almost 15 years, and then I back to school for my master's degree in Boston College. At that time, the first time I moved to United States, and I feel very excited because I have a lot of opportunity to see the people from around the world. I learned a lot. I pursued the doctoral program in University of Pittsburgh. That's the reason why I decided to anchor my life in United States because I have a huge professional network here, especially my major in higher education. I have a high passion for developing my profession, and I really love the scholarly community here in United States. So that's why I decided to anchor my life, and I would like my family members, like my kids, also have a good opportunity to develop themselves.